going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Pick Six with Mully and Haw, where we debate the top six sports stories of the day and then open it up to you, the Chicago sports fan. Call us at 312-644-6767, or you can tweet your thoughts at Mully Haw. Pick Six with Mully and Haw starts now.
How does Tuesday night's 11-10 comeback walk-off victory over the Dodgers compare to Friday's 13-11 classic over the D-backs? How much lasting value do wins like this have? And who was Tuesday night's biggest hero?
Okay, I think that it is... I think it's really hard to compare both of these games, but I do believe that in terms of just the greatest statistical aberration, it was probably the Friday night game. So many things happened in that game over a two-inning period that had never before happened in the entirety of an MLB game. So I would have to say that was the biggest. It was more unlikely a comeback in a way because you had scored runs. Then when a team scores 10 runs against you in an inning, I don't know many times you're ever going to win a game. I mean, I don't even know if that's allowed. But they managed to come back and take the lead and win that game. So I think, you know, what strikes me is just the idea that you have two such games in such close proximity. And that underscores the idea that this team that, what was it? Cubbies never die. Cubbies never, what was the headline?
Can't stop the Cubbies.
You can't stop the Cubbies. I think that's fair. I think that when you win a game like the Friday night game, it's just like a bizarre happening and everyone kind of comments on it. When you do it twice, then it's almost like, hey, there's a trend. They actually do this. This is something they can do. And if you really can do that, that is unbelievable.
Can't stop these Cubbies.
You can't stop the Cubbies.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to the Friday game. It was an absolute instant classic because it was so demoralizing. And then you still roared all the way back. But last night, very, very close. I mean, we're talking centimeters as far as, and these are the types of games, again, that you will circle and remember. But I think the really big part of this question is who was the hero? Because there were lots of big moments in this game. But David, you mentioned his name in the first segment of this morning's show, and he's going to be my hero. Gavin Howell. Two scoreless innings, two Ks. For a Cubs bullpen that, as I texted you and Mully last night in our little group chat, is absolute trash. And this is a guy brought up to replace Jordan Wicks and instantly takes the ball against the world champs and gets the job done. So I realize that he did not put any balls out of Wrigley Field, but he also didn't allow any balls to leave Wrigley Field or even get into the basket. So Gavin Howell, well, is my hero of the game.
picking between these two victories is like asking somebody who is their favorite child. This was a tough decision between last night and Friday. Both were phenomenal victories. Friday was more about history, I think, because of the records that were set and the first time something happened at Wrigley Field ever since it was built. But last night was more about chemistry. Last night was about these Cubbies can't be counted out, and you can't stop them, and they never say die. You never count. You can never factor into that they come back from whatever deficit they're down. And the win percentage, as they measure these things, was 96% for the Dodgers. Two outs in the ninth, Miguel Amaya homers. That's my hero. That's the Cub hero. The guy who went deep. You know how many ballparks that would have been a home run in last night, according to StatCast? One. Wrigley Field. They were in the right place at the right time, as this Cub offense so often is. And they are never to be counted out. That was why last night, I think, meant more against this Dodger team, defending world champions. And 11-10, they were down 10-7, down to their last out. And you can never count this team out. Tanner Scott, the closer that got away in the offseason, serves it up. Game-winning walk-off hit. The Cubs are in a happy place.
This is the question that will be asked for the rest of time in sports.
It's the rest of time this year. What was your takeaway from Shota Imanaga's up and down start against the Dodgers? Did Dusty May resemble a pitcher the Cubs might be interested in later this year, or maybe not?
Not that interested in Dustin May. I don't think so.
But what about Dusty May?
Dusty or Dustin or nothing against the people named.
You don't like changes. Just say it.
No, it's not that it. I don't think that Dustin May, maybe down the road, a couple starts, perhaps. Let's talk in a couple months. That's when we'll zero in on the starting pitching. Shota Imanaga was a little shaky. Shaky Shota. It wasn't primetime Shota. He did strike out Ohtani twice. That's cool. He did deserve better than the errors that, you know, led to the unearned runs. That's also true. Don't think he was sharp, and I do think that you're looking for that kind of exactness from him when you're dealing with life after Justin Steele. You need the Cubs' rotation to be consistent. You need the Cubs' rotation to have its ace pitch better than he did last night. You can forgive and move on, and it's fine, and forget, but all those things don't mask that he was not at his best against the best team in the league. And, yeah, that's okay, because I think he can come back. It was up, it was down, but I think you'd like to see more consistency.
I think it's really important that we're bringing this up, because as fun as that was last night, as we talked about all show so far, if things play out the way we're hoping here in town, and as Baseball Reference referenced, the fact that the Cubs are the favorites to go to the World Series and win the World Series. I wonder what that... Now, I haven't anybody checked this morning yet if that number changed at all based on what happened. Shota can't give up three home runs to a team that you're likely to face in October if you hope to be playing in Craigtober. That's the problem. So, like, the Dodgers feel like they can get to him after they got to him. And I wonder if Shota can try to erase it, or if he's going to think these guys got to me a couple of times now. And that's where I think you have to, and Shota's done facing them. There's only one game left in the regular season between these two teams. And to be honest, as much as we kind of moaned and groaned, and I'll say I did, you know, about all these games against the like, now I kind of want it. Like, you know, like, am I going to miss seeing like an ultra competitive game, or is it going to be another game against the Pirates? Another game against Ryan Porce Reds. You know, like, are you going to be, you know, just bored and longing for these competitive games against real caliber baseball teams?
Why would you want to play a team? You're looking forward to the soft part of the schedule. Yeah. You're not missing the teams that can beat you better.
That's where you make hay. That's where you're, yeah. I think that Shota had a rough outing. And it wasn't that he missed on a few pitches. I mean, he got they cranked it up against them. So he doesn't get punished with all the earned runs because workmanlike had the terrible error to open the game, and then there's a three-run homer, and that's not, you know, gonna hurt him as much, but it hurt. And, you know, Tommy Edman got all of that one. And then, you know, he gives up two more homers, and they were shots. I mean,
they weren't cheapies.
Like, no. In fact, that was at the end of the sixth where Kyle Tucker caught one against the wall. Like, I'm telling you, he was right on the ledge. He was right. He got out of the game, whatever. But it was like, holy cow, Shota is just kind of using a little bit of his shower magic. I don't know what's going on.
What's his ERA since the commercial?
Yeah, that's a good question. But the ERA wasn't as bad as it could have been because of the errors. But, man, he gave up some dingers, and that's not good. As far as Dusty May was concerned,
Dustin.
You're just way too red. I mean, I'm with you, David. You're right. It was like
I didn't say that.
He had this like giant mop of red. So when he was leaning over, you could see like all the strands of red coming off his neck. Too much. I agree with you. It's too distracting.
I didn't say that.
Without answering question directly.
Jed Hoyer, he'll be answering questions 11:25 right here on The Score with our midday show. Why wasn't Shohei Ohtani the biggest draw in baseball? Coming to Chicago, not a bigger deal or create a louder buzz, or did he and we just miss it? Will there be a bigger star at Wrigley Field this year than Ohtani the last 2 days?
I believe there were, like, I saw like a parade of fans, of Dodger fans out in front of the building at one point. They were walking down the street going into the game, and I was like, wow, why are there non-Cub fans at Wrigley? It just didn't make a lot of sense. But there were a lot of people that seemed to show up for him. You know, here's the thing. I think the number one star in baseball is playing at Wrigley these days. Cha-ching. I think that that Kyle Tucker cha-ching, is really putting together a hell of a cha-ching season, and it would make me worry if I were Tom. I can't wait till Paul Skenes shows up. I love those games, especially because he doesn't really have a team around him. It's just him, like, just throwing the ball. I always enjoy when Skenes is pitching at Wrigley, or when Pittsburgh's in town and he's around and you think he might be able to pitch at some point or other. I do like that. I think he's probably the most exciting pitcher.
Greater than Ohtani?
No. Ohtani is the star of stars. Right. I'm just saying other people that you want to see.
He's on,
like,
the list.
Whenever Aaron Judge,
I remember going
shows
out there last
up,
year to see Skenes.
I would go. I think Skenes is probably the most exciting pitcher in baseball. So I would dig seeing him at Wrigley. I think Judge will only be here ever so briefly. Bobby Witt Jr. is a great ball player. I don't know if people care about watching him, but I do. Probably do that more on the South Side. But they're not here all the time. Does Soto do anything for you? Is that, you know, the hated Mets coming in? Would that be something? I'm just trying to think
maybe
of players. Like the Cubs,
no, he doesn't,
you go
actually.
You go out to
not
see
as
the
much
Cubs play.
Yeah.
You don't really go out to see the other team. So I don't know that there are many players, but I would definitely identify Skenes as such.
Yeah, I mean, again, the way the Cubs' offense has been going right now, you'd wonder what they would do against a Paul Skenes.
Yeah.
But to answer this a little bit more directly, I would say this. If this game, instead of being on April 22nd, were on June or July 22nd, I think there'd be a much bigger buzz. And I could say, you know, I'll take a look in the mirror. Shame on me for not pushing this more, because it should have been a bigger deal. Because Shota was pitching. The world champs were in town.
Yeah.
He had the Shota versus Shohei matchups. I mean, there should have been
a buzz
bigger than there was. I mean, it was. I listened to a lot of this game on the radio last night, and you could hear it coming through the speaker.
Mm-hmm.
You could hear it. You could see it. Obviously, if you're watching on Marquee last
night, and Ron rose the occasion.
Right,
they were terrific.
So
playoff caliber.
There could have been a bigger buzz, but again, the NFL is king, and the NFL draft is tomorrow. And I know the Blackhawks and Bulls aren't in the postseason, but there are NBA and NHL playoffs going on. The kids are still in school. We finally have just had a couple of 70-degree days maybe in a row in Chicago. So I think if you move this game to June or July 22nd, I think the buzz would have been far, far greater.
I think that's a good point. I think also you look at MLB and you wonder how many players fall under that category that you would stop everything to go see play or watch or make an appointment with yourself to make sure you reserve time to not miss it, because you can't miss it. That kind of moment. I would think Ohtani's arrival is the closest thing we're going to have to that. If Aaron Judge were coming to town, I think at Wrigley Field, the Yankees at Wrigley would be something special when they came last.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Last year, it wasn't that kind of a buzz. They didn't hit any home runs, so that was kind of disappointing. But yeah, I hope Ohtani creates a little bit of a stir today. People want to go see him play at Wrigley. Great. And I hope he strikes out three times again. That would be terrific. Seeing the best hitter in baseball strike out against the team that you're rooting for, there's nothing better than that. It was maybe a missed opportunity, but you're right in terms of all the extenuating circumstances with being April. It's NFL draft week. We're in a football city. Yes, we make room for the Cubs and the White Sox whenever they get good again, but I do think that we're kind of, our focus collectively, sports media, sports fans, has been draft one, Cubs two, until the Cubs do something historic like last night, and you can't ignore it because you can't stop these Cubbies.
I don't know how to answer your question
That's Ozzie Guillen. He'll be here answering questions at 8 o'clock, including maybe this question. With the struggling Twins and A's next on the Sox road trip, any chance of developing some momentum in the next week before returning back to 35th and Shields? What is a bigger concern if you're Chris Getz, supplementing an anemic offense or addressing the starting rotation issue in light of the Martin Perez likely season-ending injury that, oh, by the way, is not Tommy John?
Both are big problems. Both are major concerns. But I think that if you're going to prioritize what's the first thing at the top of Chris Getz's list, is you've got to find a way to supply some offense to help this lineup score some runs. Because you know what? Andrew Vaughn and Luis Robert Jr. not getting it done. Not getting it done. We can wait forever for Luis Robert Jr. to increase his trade value, and it feels like we're going to have to do that because he's not functioning at a high enough level. You need to give him some help or get some other options in there. Andrew Vaughn, same deal. Sorry, Vaughny. Gone, Vaughn. I don't know when you're going to get the kind of production you need to get out of him, so maybe you go to a AAA option like Elko. Maybe you bring him up because he is tomorrow tonight. Or what time is it?
Exactly.
Can he get here for breakfast? Can he get to Minnesota before brunch? Whatever the case is, you need to address this offensive deficiency that prevents you from scoring runs to get a lead to even protect. That's when you start to worry about pitching. Martin Perez, you wish that he didn't run into injuries, but you knew it was going to happen inevitably. Aging lefties, he could maybe come back, but it won't be this year. So I think
he could come back at the end of the summer. That's what the manager said yesterday.
I know that's what he said. You want to stay optimistic. You don't want to write anybody off, but let's all be real here. You want to score runs. Good luck to Martin Perez in his recovery. But, boy, if you're Chris Getz, bring up some hitters.
Going, Vaughn.
So if you look at yesterday's lineup and the next five starting pitchers, who might be on the roster the next time the White Sox are over 500? That's what I think Chris Getz has to do. And I think the answer to that question, and I don't want to jinx it, but the young catcher looks pretty promising. Edgar Cuero looks pretty darn good, and that's a boogeyman position for lots of teams in baseball. So if they've actually found their catcher of the future, maybe it's that guy, and that's a guy that you can focus on as a fan. But I think you're looking like who on the team today, and can they get, I mean, the struggling Twins, I mean, Oakland used to be a terrible place for the White Sox to go. Even when the White Sox were good, when they go out to Oakland, that was just, you just fire on the A's if you were betting on such a thing. But I don't think there's any momentum in the White Sox future except at the catcher position.
With the struggling Twins and A's next on the White Sox road trip, is there any chance of developing momentum in the next week before returning home? No. Which is the bigger concern if you're Chris Getz, supplementing an anemic offense or addressing the starting rotation issues in light of Martin Perez's likely season-ending injury? Yes.
Asked and answered.
That's your White Sox. There's your White Sox report.
There's going to be a lot of questions on the draft process.
That is the voice of Ryan Poles. More Poles coming up here. What did you make of Ryan Poles saying at Halas Hall yesterday that he expects a wild draft with, quote, a lot of movement, end quote, than there has been in previous years? When asked if he could impact, if he asked what impact that could have on the Bears trading out of number 10, the GM had this to say.
Potentially. There's a lot of phone calls going on right now, so it's hard to tell today, but I think as we get closer, it'll start to show itself.
So, a lot of movement coming tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, I like the prediction. There hasn't been anything happening yet, and there doesn't seem to be any players that are sought after to the point where people want to trade. But, boy, things are going to get wild and get crazy. I don't know. I really don't know what to expect out of this draft. I think we're in we're in kind of free fall mode. In other words, we're just hoping someone free falls. We'll just kind of sit there and wait and see if something can free fall. And if nothing falls, then I think maybe they try to get on a horse and get out of there. But I think that I don't want them messing what they have, which is two picks at the beginning of the second round, which is the strength of the draft. So make sure that you don't give up anything if you want to make a move. So I would rather personally see him trade down than trade up right now, just the way I'm looking at it. Feel like maybe they get lucky, maybe someone falls. More likely, they'll kind of have to take a position or try to undersell, like give up the 10th pick and not get paid enough for it. But if they want to do that, again, the strength of the draft is really it's at the top of the second till about the end of the third round. Those are the positions you want to be in.
I'm with you, Mully. I'm right now more of a trade back guy. I'm not interested in trading up. What I think the Bears have to, you know, there was talks yesterday from Adam Schefter about the team was praying that the running back from yep. Boise would fall to them. I think what the Bears, if they're going to actually pray for something, is you need two quarterbacks and maybe both tight ends to go before 10. And then you are basically going to have a really
that's highly unlikely,
very unlikely.
That's like novena type praying.
Well, but I mean, if you're really, you're giving my point away. Like,
okay.
If you were going to pray for something, that's what I would pray for if I were running the Bears draft room. I wouldn't pray that the running back fell into my lap. I'd pray that both two quarterbacks go and two tight ends go, because then all of a sudden you might be in line for the best defensive player, second best defensive player in this draft, and potentially all three offensive tackles.
What did you make of Ryan Poles saying at House Hall yesterday he expects a wild draft with a lot more movement? Well, I'm so glad the Cubs did what they did. So we don't have to waste time parsing every empty sentence out of the mouth of that general manager who definitely has an obligation not to share much, and he didn't share anything worth discussing, in my view. And I don't really want to spend a lot of time addressing, you know, the filibuster by Ian Cunningham during his job interview sponsored by LinkedIn. I don't know what that was, but it wasn't anything that was useful to us. There wasn't anything offered that was really worth looking at. There was obviously, they talked about, okay, there was one thing they said yesterday that we can talk about, I think, moving forward. Darnell Wright possibly moving from right tackle to left tackle. Beyond that, the rest was kind of like empty rhetoric.
The only thing that Poles shared was Cunningham. And as you say, he offered nothing.
That's a great question.
What did you make of local guy made good, DJ Edwards, getting his second consecutive veteran Brian Piccolo Award and wide receiver Rome Odunze getting the rookie version of that award? Were you hoping it would be Caleb Williams? How about Ben Johnson? Joking that...
I need to say a thank you before we get started, because it was in December that if you hadn't taken the cheese on that stumble bump play, I don't know if I would have gotten this job. So thank you for that.
Ooh, what did you make of that?
Okay, first, TJ Edwards, deserving veteran, good leader. I hope he plays middle linebacker. I think that's a guy that they extended for a reason, and he is popular with his teammates. They respect him, and that's what this shows. Rome Odunze winning the rookie award surprised me. You have a franchise quarterback taking number one in the draft, and you see him start as often as he did. Caleb Williams would have been the guy I thought would get that award based on the punishment he absorbed and everything he went through. Teammates voted for Rome Odunze instead. I know people will look at that and think, I understand that reaction, because I had the same reaction. As for Ben Johnson, comedian, stick to poetry. I think that I love the fact that he is that bold and that charismatic and that confident. That was a joke you share in the locker room in front of teammates. I don't think it's one that goes over very well when you do it publicly. I don't think you want to make fun of your players. I didn't know that TJ Edwards was the guy who took the bait on that play. But now you know what? America does. And I don't think that's such a good idea.
Who moved my cheese?
Yeah, the honeymoon might be over in the locker room, definitely on the defensive side of the ball, and at least with this fan. I didn't think Ben Johnson had a very good day yesterday. He made really? He made the Brian Piccolo Award about him with that silly poem. It's not about him. It's about Brian Piccolo and what that award means and what it stands for. Thought he was out of line, and if I'm TJ, I might send my coach a text, say, didn't appreciate it.
DJ, I think that you should
Which
say
one is
that.
It?
I'm not going to address what you said because I want to do that in the extra point.
Okay.
But I think that's an interesting comment you make. I felt like it was kind of out of line to make a joke about the guy when he just won the second straight Piccolo. He must be one hell of a teammate, and he must be really well loved. When I saw that Caleb didn't get it, it did kind of like, could you encourage some people to vote for him just so he gets it? You know, can you fix the vote? But
can you
that's
invite everybody
okay.
to his birthday party?
I think Roma Dunze must be like a really good guy. I remember watching whatever bits of that ridiculous television show last year, but it was Jalen Johnson going to him, hey, do you mind staying and running some routes with me? And he was more than happy to do it. And I think that must be the way he is all the time. But so he must be a good dude, and there's a reason he got voted for that award. But I'm kind of with you, David. I that might have been wiser to make sure you at least gave the appearance that the quarterback was the most popular cat out there and everybody loves him and he's doing great. But that's okay. Roma Dunze is a good guy. And yeah, I think that that Edwards is exceptional and I'm glad they signed him. The rarest of all bears, a productive linebacker. All right, we've got the extra point. We'll get right to that next. Mully and Haw on the score.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.